Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
We're going to the UK. I recorded this interview overnight with William Haggas, who trains out of Newmarket in the UK. He's got a horse entered for the Golden Eagle called Scardu. So let's go and get the latest. And I welcomed him aboard a horse, William Haggas.
Good morning.
Yeah, and how is it there? How's the weather?
It's absolutely beautiful. You never believe us, but it's cloudless here, no wind at all. It's a bit chilly. It's about 10 degrees, but it's a beautiful morning.
Fantastic. Well, we thank you for sparing us a few minutes because I know that you're actually on a horse right now, so we won't hold you up too long. But, look, we wanted to get an update on this horse, Scardu, who is four-year-old in our terms, and, well, there is a live chance with him that we could see him in the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, we're very tempted to come and participate. The horse is a smart horse. He won a classic trial in the spring, and then he ran third in the 2,000 guineas, fourth in the Irish 2,000 guineas, fourth in the St. James's Palace, close fourth too, which are our three big Group 1 races for the three-year-old colts over that distance in the spring. He then had a break, and he was a little bit disappointing in a Group 2 race. I was disappointed. He wasn't beaten far. I'm planning to run him next Friday in a Group 2 race, and should everything go well and we're happy with him, he'll be on the plane to Sydney.
I know you chase victory in all of those feature races with him, but he always put in. He was always trying when I've watched the replays.
Yeah, he's a useful horse. He's a talented horse, and you know how good the crop of three-year-olds are, nobody really knows yet. We assess them at the back end of the season, but I think they're a pretty useful crop, and he's not far off the top.
My belief in talking with a few scribes from the UK that he's certainly in the top, you know, let's say 5 to 10 in the UK. Have you got a you've just said there that, yeah, I guess we'll wait for the end of the year, but I guess what tells us is that, as you say, he's talented.
Yeah, well, look, the winner of the St. James's Palace Circus Maximus has just won a top three-year-old Nutwoods Group 1 in France, Prix de Moulin. So I think the three-year-olds are holding their own against the older horses. So, you know, he's a smart horse. I wouldn't underestimate him.
And is he a horse that likes it firm or wet, or does he handle both?
Well, he's shown a lot of good, decent form on past ground, and that's one of the reasons for coming. I know it rains in Sydney nearly as much as it rains in Newmarket, but I think you'll cope with slowish ground. So, you know, I think when you're bringing a horse to your part of the world from here, the fact that it can cope with different types of ground obviously helps.
We've had James Doyle ride in Australia, and we've had earlier this year Tom Marquin rode here. Our Sydney listeners would remember them, and they've ridden this horse. Do they give you the good opinion of him?
Yeah, they like the horse. Tom's actually riding out this morning, and I think there's a possibility he may come back to Australia for a spell this winter. Yeah, I think he likes the horse. He was obviously a bit miffed with the way he ran at Goodwood, but he's ridden him at home before, and James has ridden him in most of his races. So, they're keen on the horse. He's a smart horse.
And with him being a $7.5 million race, there's not many of them for these sort of horses around the world.
No, absolutely not. It's a brand new race, and it's a terribly exciting race. And fair play. You know, these sort of things should be supported, I believe, and we'll do everything we can to get him right and get him over there.
And you mentioned that his next run will be our time tomorrow week, Friday week, in a Group 2 at Newmarket, and the key is that he runs well there.
Yes, absolutely. He doesn't have to run there, but I'd like to run him once more before we get on the plane. His owner is very keen to come, Sheikh Abdullah, and I'm very keen to come. So, all things being equal, he'll be on the plane. We need to be virtually certain to get a run if he does come. But if that can happen, then we're very keen to come. And he probably won't run have a prep race either.
Okay, he goes straight from Newmarket into the November 2 race.
Yeah, we're scheduled to go into quarantine on early October, I think the 2nd. So a 2-week quarantine and then down to Canterbury for the quarantine in Australia. And I don't know whether there is a prep race around 2 weeks before. I haven't got that far yet, but I wouldn't be fussed if there wasn't anyway.
Okay. And one final one with him. We talk of the Golden Eagle, but we've got the championships around April time in Sydney. Would you have a horse or two around that?
Yes, I'm planning to bring two down there. I've got a very nice stayer who lost his way a bit in the spring and we've castrated him and he's had the summer off. He's back in fast work now. He's got lots of options. He's called a Young Rascal and an Intello horse. I'm planning to bring him down to the BMW, I think it is, and then the Sydney Cup. Yep. And I have another horse who won at Royal Ascot by Pivotal called a Dave. He's a smart horse with cut in the ground. And every time I watch those Sydney Championships, it's always lashing with rain. So I'm planning to bring him down the Randburg to the QE2. So that'll be fun, but that's a long way off. A lot can happen.
It is.
In a week in our business, never mind 6 months.
Yeah, minutes are, you never know what can happen. Hey, William, I really appreciate you taking our call in the middle of track work. We look forward to watching that race. That'll be a group tour at Newmarket on Friday week our time. There'll be a lot of interest around Skardu. We hope that he runs well and you put him into quarantine. Thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.